blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Fresh mood in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Australian chef Liam Crawley, who's the founder of the non-for-profit Hospo for Life, joins us this morning. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, tell us what's happened. You're in the industry, obviously, with hospitality. What's been the impact for you guys on the front line with food businesses?
Yeah, well, I think across the whole industry, you know, as a whole, across the hospitality industry, not just in, you know, cities, but also regional areas, you know, we've had a lot of employees laid off, or, you know, businesses which have gone into hibernation, and, you know, they've lost their jobs overnight. They haven't had, you know, an opportunity to plan. No one's had that time to prepare for it. It's just happened. So, you know, when things happen so dramatically like that, it has a massive, you know, ripple on effect, and that for not only lifestyle but also mental health. And across Hospo for Life, we've been around the industry for 12 months now. We've really, you know, put our hand out to support anyone in the industry that needs that support. We do 24-hour, 7 days a week. Psychological appointments through our partners, which, you know, is there as a real benefit, and we do those for free. We provide those to the hospitality industry so people can actually get the support that they need, and especially during these times, because it's, you know, it's not just tough on hospitality workers which have lost their jobs, it's tough on business owners, and it's a whole, you know, a whole effect which is, you know, really hurt everybody right now.
Now, you've tried to create like a really healthy relationship within the Hospo community. Talk about the Hospo Happy Hour, because this has been like a weekly program you've been running at. I think it goes till the end of the month.
Yeah, so we're running it till the end of the month. It's been a great series. Our partners at Altius Group, we have on the show each day, we have mental health topics, which, you know, really, you know, gives people, you know, whether it's sleep, whether it's exercise, whether it's motivation, it gives them a good insight into how they can actually help themselves going through this time. We're also talking with, you know, key personnel from the industry as well, leaders of the industry, you know, which have been around for years and very well respected, and that, and their viewpoints on mental health and how things have affected them as well, and what they've been doing to look after themselves, essentially, as we're all in this together. It hasn't, you know, it hasn't discriminated against anybody, you know, it's affected everyone. So yeah, so it's been a great series so far, which we're running to the end of May. We've got another six episodes in the can, ready to bring out over the next fortnight.
Now, where do you see the food industry going for the remainder of 2020? Like, we've seen here locally in town lots of pubs and restaurants that never really did takeaway before and now doing takeaway. Do you think that's going to stick around? Is that a trend that we probably expect to see for the rest of the year?
I think so. And, you know, I think a lot of businesses have had that opportunity to evolve into, you know, running a takeaway operation, or they might have had a little bit of a, you know, operation before that, and that, so they can, you know, they've been able to sort of enhance that to get them through these times. But I think it will hang around for quite some time, and I think it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a good 12 months still for people to really recover in the industry. As you know, as restrictions are easing around Australia, it helps some, but it doesn't help the others. And that, we know over here on the East Coast, we've still got a lot of businesses which are like, we need to just wait until, you know, we're in stage three or coming out of stage three before we can really get moving again, because it doesn't really help a lot of businesses either, and especially those which haven't done takeaway before, or, you know, aren't a takeaway operation, such as our fine dining restaurants around Australia, and, you know, it's just not a service which has been offered. So I think it will take a lot of time to recover from that, large events and that catering for large numbers as well. I think that's going to take a lot of time to get, you know, get rolling again and get back into that flow. So I don't really think we'll see a massive impact and things really bouncing back until 2021.
HospoForLife.com.au, the website there if you want to jump on and get some mental health well-being from some experts and colleagues in the hospitality industry. Chef Liam Crawley, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.